Tuesday Vayakel, Shir 324, we begin Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph. Now this Perek is interesting. For those that don't know Minhagim of Sfardim, so we do Nefilas Apayim, and we say Perek Vav of Tehillim. Sfardim do not do Nefilas Apayim, and they say this Perek, Perek Chaf Hei in Tehillim. The reason why they don't do Nefilas Apayim on it, the Sfarim say, because if a person would do Nefilas Apayim and he didn't have proper Kavanah, it would be a terrible thing. So therefore, they don't say, Sfaradim don't do Nefilas Apayim. They say this, but they don't do Nefilas Apayim when they say it. So the Pasuk begins like this, L'David Eilecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, David HaMelech says, L'David, this is a tefillah for David, Eilecha Hashem Nafshi Esa, I will lift up my nefesh to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Rashi says, it's a Lashon of Kavana. Lashon of Kavana, I will have kavana, I will focus to the Rebbeinu Shel. The Metzuda says, I will give over my nefesh, mesiras nefesh, which is really what the concept of Nefilas Apayim is. The point of Nefilas Apayim is like a mesiras nefesh to the Rebbeinu Shel, which is why you can't say, L'davar elecha Hashem nafshi esa, if you don't have the proper kavana of being mesir nefesh to the Rebbeinu Shel. But basically, David HaMelech is saying that Rebbeinu Shel, I'm going to Eilecha Hashem Nafshi Esa, I will give my nefesh over to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And the Mefarshim say, it's interesting, this Perek of Tehillim has the Aleph Beis in it. We'll see. It goes Al Seder HaAleph Beis, even though we don't notice it, not so famous, but it goes according to the Seder of the Aleph Beis. We'll see as we go through the Psukim, it goes through the Aleph Beis in order. But that's David HaMelech saying, Rebbeinu Shlom, I have Kavana, I'm turning my nefesh to you, or I'm being meiser my nefesh to you. And then, Bez Hashem, we'll see how he continues with his tefillah.